parsha talks about naming children. Yaakov names a lot of his children. Baruch Hashem blessed to have children in this week's parsha. So I thought we'd be talking about a case of naming a child. A couple once came to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Zilberstein brings this case down, and he had an urgent question, a very, very important question. They said to him, it was the morning of their son's bris, and they decided to name him the name Yonasan after the mother's father who passed away a couple of years back. The day before the bris, however, a terrible tragedy happened to their neighbor's home. What happened, unfortunately, their young child, who also was named Yonasan, passed away. The bris was about to take place, and they wanted to know if they should keep the name Yonasan, which they had chosen before this tragedy happened, or perhaps they should change the name in light of their neighbor's tragedy. Maybe it would be a bad mazel. So they asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, should they change their choice of choosing it for the name of Yonatan for their son because of what happened to their neighbor's child, Rachmana Litzlan. Rav Zilberstein quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, he advised him to choose a new name. They shouldn't choose the name Yonatan. What was the reason why Rav Shlomo Zalman said it? He said it had nothing to do with a bad mazel at all. As soon as they left, the parents left, they didn't ask questions. He told his students it had nothing to do with the bad mazel at all. What was it for? Everyone knows Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman was a very, very caring person. He said in the Lashon of Rav Shlomo Zalman, he said that basically 5 years from now, when the mother sees her son playing outside and said, Yonasan, come home, how will the neighbor feel? How will the neighbor feel every single time her new son now Jonas is playing outside? It will be like a knife in her heart every time she hears the name. It will be a reminder for what happened to her Jonas son. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman told this couple that he should therefore change the name and choose another name. Rav Zilberstein actually then brings in several ideas to support Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak. Not that Rav Shlomo Zalman needs Rav Zilberstein's psak, Rav Zilberstein just brings added reasoning why he thought it would be that was the right psak. He quotes from the Ben Ishchai, the Torah and Parshas Vayikra. If you look in the halacha Yud Aleph, he brings down the aim of nashik banav haketana bebeis haknesses. A person should not kiss his children inside of shul. A lot of people unfortunately do not know this halacha. Person is not supposed to kiss their children inside shul. Why? De'ein roi laharos sham ava acheres zulas ahavas hamakom. Because when you're in shul, you're not allowed to have an open display of anyone, including your children. You're not allowed to have any other display besides your love to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even to your children, you shouldn't show your love to them in shul. However, the Ben Ishchai does say, however, mihu, nevertheless, nishuk yidei tamed chacham mutter. However, to kiss a tamed chacham's hand, is 100% allowed. Is 100% allowed to be done. Why? Because this is done. Why? It's done in the honor of Hashem who commanded to honor them. Right? You're not
kissing them because you're loving the chama. You're kissing them when a lot of Sfaradim have this practice to kiss the rabbi's hand when he gets down from an aliyah, or to kiss anyone's hand, one's father. It's showing respect to the Torah. However, the Sefer Chasinim does bring down a very important thing. He writes that a father once ordered his son not to kiss him after the aliyah. Why? He ordered his son not to kiss him after the aliyah that he got, when he would get, because he didn't want the people in the shul who did not have children to suffer the sadness upon seeing a father kiss his son every single time. Because then it might bring back bad feelings, maybe an ayin hara, maybe bad, bring sadness why they don't have children. So the father prevented his son from a feeling of mitzvah kibud avim because he didn't want to cause pain to those people who didn't have children. So Zerbison says the same thing here. Even though you might think that you're not naming the son now, right, for the grandfather, because you're not naming Yonasan, he said it would be a tremendous zuchus by not naming him that name. It would be a tremendous zuchus by not naming him. And Sefer Chasidim adds on even further. He says that one should not pass his young children before someone who has recently lost a young child, Rechman al-Hassan, within a short time. Why? Because the same reason. When you start, you know, especially when unfortunately people, when you hear crazy stories, to be so sensitive when we're hanging around other people who just went through tragedies. You know, when I was going to Eretz Yisrael, this past Sukkot, I had this chus to meet Rabbi Gavriel Sassoon, and it was unbelievable to see how many people went over to him, you know, just to give him a nechama, and everyone did it with a real sensitivity to what he went through, losing his children, to be able to make sure that the Sefer Chasidim says here that you should make sure that you shouldn't pass around your children in front of someone who recently went through a tragedy. The last thing Rav Zilberstein does say, he said, let's say the grandfather would be offended. The grandfather is not alive, but in the Sephardim, in the Sfardim world, we know the Sfardim name after the living. So Reb Zilberstein wants to say, maybe the halacha would be different. If the grandfather would be alive, maybe you should name him after the Yonasan because he would be spiders. Reb Zilberstein said, no, the same halacha would apply. You should respectfully explain to the grandfather that even though it would be a great merit to name him after his name, because that's the minhag of Otenu, the minhag for the Sfardi brethren, to name after the living. However, it would be an even greater merit for him to overlook the honor and say, you know what, it's okay. I don't need the name because I don't want to give this tremendous suffering to these people who just had a boy named Yonatan, and unfortunately something very bad happened to him. At the end of the day, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we know the Chiddush Harim once had a couple come to him, and they asked him, Rebbe, what should we name our son? And the Chiddush Harim, the Rebbe looked back at him and said, our rabbis tell us, the Arizal brings down, the Gemara brings down, everyone brings down, that your parents have Ruach HaKodesh when you name your child. The few times you have Ruach HaKodesh in your life, you're going to want to give it away. So as the Shem Yisbarach, every single time when we're blessed to be able to name a child, we should be able to use the Ruach HaKodesh, but also be sensitive to the other people around us in our lives, in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our schools. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, and we should be zocha to always have simchas together and always come together for joyous occasions. Shkoyach.